So you're wondering why your child will sleep through the night for somebody else, but not for you. It happens a lot, more than you must know. It's crazy, really, because you think, well, you know, I put my child to bed with the same routine every night, but they just don't sleep through the night when I'm there. But they go away to grandma's house for the night and they sleep through. Or they have a babysitter and they sleep through. Something's, you know, what is it? Why me? The person looking after them does the exact same thing I do. What's going on? This is so common, it really is. And the truth is your child is possibly feeling, well, a couple of things. They're feeling more confident and comfortable around you. And this is no different to, you know, how we as adults even will feel more comfortable just being completely at ease and saying what we think to people we're close to, whereas with somebody else where it's not, you know, not quite as close to us, we might be a little bit more careful with what we say, for instance. It's no different in a child's behaviour. They feel comfortable enough to just express everything with you. But then when they're with somebody else, they're aware that there's somebody else looking after them and they just feel a little bit less inclined to do those things. So there's an element of that. There's also the fact that they get something from you that they just don't get from anybody else. And you might say, no, honestly, I'm not giving more cuddles than anyone else. I'm not giving in to them when no one else does. I promise I'm not. That's not why I'm saying. You can be doing all the same stuff, but it's just because it's you. And you might think, oh great, I can't do anything about that. And you can't really do anything about that. Just because it's you, it's who you are in their life, is enough for them to feel like they, you know, they get something from you. They get something from you they get from nobody else. They get a sense from you that they get from nobody else. And it puts them in that place of ease where they feel like they may crave more of it, which is why perhaps they look for you more in the night. If they know you're not there, they don't seek you out. They know you're not there, so they sleep through. So what can you do about this? The answer to that is a number of things, but try and spot anything that you might be doing that's actually driving that further. There may be things that you can think, well, actually, maybe I do a bit of this or a bit of that and you could ease up. Also, make sure you consistently respond to how that child wakes in the night so that they're getting you, they know you're there, but it's not a great big adventure or exciting experience that they crave to have over and over again. So make it quite, you're there, but it's just quite bland and quite boring. You're responding, but you're just not incentivizing it to happen over and over again. Keep that consistency, spot anything that you might be doing extra, but otherwise just know that it's just because of who you are and it's because you're loved so much that they won't sleep through for you. There'll be other things you can work on, so do check out my other videos because there's bound to be other factors in this. But this one comes up a lot and people say, well, why? They sleep through for grandma, but they don't sleep through for me. If they need a catch up, send them to grandma's, have a little break. But just know that it will pass. It's lovely that you have that connection with your child. And have a look at what else is going on, because there, as I say, will be other pieces of this puzzle that you'll be able to work on.